Griffith Show at 9:20. Mayor Mike Trope is alongside, as he is usually, this time every month. We're talking about the future of Quincy and the Quincy Next program. We started doing this, gosh, years ago when we had this master plan that was kind of rolled out. And of course, you know, with master plans, they come, they go. Some parts of it are successful. Some parts of it are forgotten. Some parts grow dust. Other parts actually get more legs and extension than we think. But it's a good time to always look back every month with the mayor of Quincy, Mike Trope, and find out, you know, how things are going. There certainly has been some controversy at city council meetings lately. I think the term roundabout is getting the bad rap. Roundabouts are not bad in and of themselves. Whether you think we ought to have one might be the issue. But can you encapsulate what's happening? Because the city council is so divided, 8-6. They're going to revote on the matter next Monday night. Who knows if it'll be 7-7 or if it'll be 8-6. What's the crux of the problem, Mr. Mayor? How do you see it?
Well, you have two sides, right? And one side doesn't like the outcome of the last time this was voted. So they're bringing up for discussion with some tweaking in the proposal to see if they can defeat putting money into the roundabout. You know, I try to remind not only the city council members, but the public, this is a county road project, okay? They're in charge. They're the ones that designed this. Unfortunately, we have weekly meetings where the county has only monthly meetings, so more people want to come and talk at the city council meeting, even though we're just asked, to me, it's a safety issue. The intersection at 48th and State really, to me, comes down to a safety issue for vehicles, pedestrians, walkers, scooters, et cetera. And specifically, the 48th Highway from State Street south past John Wood, okay, is a narrow road. It's typical of county roads throughout Adams County, but when it's, you know, butts up against the city, you need to have a shoulder. You need to have, because there are people that are walking to John Wood. This time of year, they're still okay, but when the snow comes and you can't walk off the road, it becomes even a worse safety issue.
But that may be a straw man, because the city of the project's going to end 1,200 feet south of State. So it's not going to have a bike path. It's not going to walking lane unless the county pushes that all the way down to John Wood Community College.
But they've agreed to do that. You have to start someplace.
Okay.
And there are other monies available to connect from A to B for sidewalks, et cetera. But you have to have part A or part B there before you can access those funds.
It seems to me, in just talking, and this is a very layman's, not educated point of view, just somebody who sits and observes the city council as a reporter and then talks to aldermen afterwards, Alderman Jeff Bergman, Alderwoman Kelly Mays. They both are on opposite sides of this proposal. Alderman Bergman's basically like, this is not the place to be spending the money. It is absolutely not the place to be spending the money. Alderman May says, well, this is a chance for us to partner with the county and get money from the county, which we would not be getting if we tried to go alone. The thing that gets lost in this is not really the roundabout, because a roundabout is just a way to move traffic. The real key is the jurisdictional issue. Adams County is basically saying that, look, we wrote this agreement in 1973 that once the city extended and owned both sides of 48th and most of State Street, and you have more city property than county property, it's yours. And they're going to give it to us with or without money. Now, Mike Ryan says we don't have to accept it. That 1973 bill doesn't mean much to him. Some lawyers say it doesn't matter your opinion. It's legally binding. are we, in your opinion, obligated to take 48th and State with or without any money from the county? Are we obligated to take it?
No, you know, this happens routinely, over the years. A state road may be transferred to the city. A county road may be transferred. It's usually coming to the city, not a city road going to one of those other jurisdictions. But typically what would happen is there's county standards, state standards, city standards for our roads. We typically do not accept a road that's not up to our standards, okay? So that's the first part of the discussion that you have to have when you are taking a transfer. Unfortunately, when you look back at a 1973 agreement, they expected the county to continue maintaining that road, through the time period. There's arguments to be made that that road, with the culvert, with some other needs in that road, has not been maintained up to the county standard, let alone the city standard. So that's still part of the discussion. This is a way, look, we're working with the county on road projects and different issues on development every month. Okay, this is one that is highlighted, currently. But we've been working on this particular intersection well before I became mayor. This is at least 5, if not 10 years, it's been in discussion. So
they've been buying right of way, for example.
Correct.
So it's not, it's not a recent political issue, but it is interesting because the city and the county seem to get along and work together fairly well. And now this suddenly has caused a bit of a problem. I know the county board went into closed-door executive discussion to have legal action. The city has not done that. But you're right. I mean, some aldermen are saying, hey, we'll take it, but you better get it up to standard before you give it to us, because we're not taking it in the terrible condition it's in. And they're not wanting a roundabout. They'll just say, just bring it up to standard with a four-way stop. So how are we ever going to resolve this, Mr. Mayor? Because, well, I guess we could have a vote every week the way things are going.
Yeah, well, there's limits as to how often you can vote on things like that. But I think we're worked through. I think we may need to have a formal meeting between the city council and some of the county board members, maybe get our engineering department with some aldermen, with county highway department committee, to really talk through what needs to be done, or what's in the best interest of the community.
It seems to me, just again as an observer, boy, I tell you, the Quincy City employees, you get called up every week and the questions they're hammered with. And it's very difficult because they're not really wanting to express a point of view. They're just wanting to talk about facts. Facts can support either side. And, I do you feel that they're getting hammered a little bit, that the city employees are taking the brunt of this angry argument?
Yeah, our department heads, I think, do an awesome job in sharing the factual information. The council has the legislative responsibilities, and our department heads are fully aware of that. We have typically more conversation during a committee meeting than we do at a city council. But, this particular issue, has led to more discussion, which honestly is generally good. Okay. It's a lot better to have discussion in a public forum, which is what the city council government is supposed to be. Okay. There's so many times you go through, there's all these votes and nobody knows why somebody voted yes or no. And that's really not serving the public to the full extent that it's intended.
Yeah, I mean, part of the problem is most of the baloney is made in the committee meeting setting. And yet, unless you're a news reporter or someone who's got an issue on that docket, you're not likely to go to a planning commission meeting or a finance committee meeting or a traffic commission meeting or a sewer commission meeting or anything like that. Yet that is where the brunt of all this stuff, the genesis of all this happens. And just think, like you said, 10 years ago, long before Mike Trobe even thought about being mayor, somebody was buying right away and was planning on a roundabout being built at 48th and State. And now here we are with, the discussion the way it is. Well, we'll see what happens Monday night. You may have to cast a tie-breaking vote, and if you are called to do that, will you vote in favor of the roundabout option? It's one of four options.
It depends on the specific amendment.
Amendments make a big difference.
Yeah, it does, but I could care less if it's a roundabout or a four-way intersection. That intersection absolutely should not be a lighted intersection. That's a lot more expensive. It's not warranted. Anything that will improve the safety of that intersection, odds are I'm going to be in favor of it.
Okay. That is Mayor Mike Trobe. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll let Mr. Trobe talk about some things that might be on his agenda. I mean, it is the Mary Griffith Show, but I don't want to, I don't want to force my issue. I want him to keep coming back. So we'll be back right after this. Nine 9:34, we're back with the mayor of Quincy, Mike Trobe. He is running for re-election and has a primary opponent, Dan Brink, in the Republican primary. We talk a lot about 48th and State. It's getting a lot of attention, but there are street issues all over the city of Quincy, including getting ready for the big Broadway repave. A lot of stuff has to happen before that happens, and it's starting to happen in the committee work that the city is doing. What is still going to happen this year? I know 12th Street's still torn up. That obviously will be coming to an end probably.
That's good. Yeah, we will have an opening on 12th Street, again, between Jefferson and State Street here in the next couple of weeks. That will be, opened up. The 30th Street south of Broadway, that will be opened up before the holidays. And then you saw this week we've got Ameren doing close the north side
north
of Broadway.
30th
Street's hard to get through north or south right now off of Broadway. But
welcome to town, Jersey Mike. Yeah. Unfortunately, nobody can get to you. Well, they can, but
yeah.
I mean, it's always problematic.
Yeah.
Everybody wants a brand new street in front of their business, but they don't want to close down while the new street's being built. So it is problematic.
Yeah, when this construction season started, it was a sad situation when people went from complaining about potholes everywhere to how can I get from A to B in Quincy because all the streets are closed. Well, we have to close the street if we're going to redo them. And unfortunately, there's a lot of work when we do that, so it does take weeks, not days.
Yeah. Slow and steady, I guess, wins the race. I think sometimes people also, and you can maybe comment on this, sometimes the way you let the contract, because you're trying to cut costs, sometimes the way you let the contract, you allow the contractor a little bit of leeway. It may take them a little longer to finish a project, but the taxpayers get more for their buck. Can you explain how
that
works?
Well, you do that, but you also have to build in weather days. When you're doing outside construction, you don't know if we're going to hit a two-week rainy season, which I know most people would like to have
right
that
now,
kind of rainy season right now. This has been pretty dry, so there really has not created a factor for any construction delays for us. But you also can see down at our riverfront, that Blue Dome building has been removed. They're filling in that spot. That'll be completed here soon. We've got those two road projects we talked about, 30th and 12th Street. But we've also recently opened up bids for a lot of other alleys resurfacing, which should go pretty quickly. That's about $1.5 million. I don't know the full count of how many different alleys are being affected with that, but that's going to get started here soon as well. So There's still, you know, several projects that the community is going to see, streets and alleys improvements.
One thing I do want to bring up is about the trees. You know, we're Tree City USA, and the city is offering folks a chance to get a tree for just $100. And it will be planted and guaranteed to bloom out this spring, or it will be replaced at no charge by the contractor. But there's also been some discussion, you know, it's great that we want to plant more trees. Okay, we're a Tree City USA, but we can't keep up with tearing down the old decrepit trees that need to come down. This is where the rubber hits the road. I mean, the average person doesn't take an inventory of how many aged, near falling down trees there are in Quincy, but there's four guys that work every day cutting down trees in Quincy, and apparently they've got enough work to last another year. So, again, is the answer hire more workers? Is it be more patient? Is it don't take down as many trees and let them fall over on somebody's house? I mean, there doesn't seem to be a good alternative on those three choices I gave.
Well, I think it's really more steady as you go. Years past, there's been reduction in the workforce at Central Services, and they reprioritize what was important. You know, trees don't double in size every year, okay? So we're getting caught up with the trees that are not healthy, that need to be trimmed and or, you know, completely taken down. And so we're doing that. Since that meeting a couple of weeks ago, the crews have really significantly made improvements off that list. So we're, you know, they're working hard. Again, you got to be safe, not to do property damage, not to have any physical damage to our city employees working on those crews, and we're getting the job done.
You mentioned that, you know, it's a matter of on a day-to-day basis, the city council runs the city, makes all the legislative decisions. The mayor is the figurehead and the administrator, but it is the department heads who come and stay, whether it's a Republican in office, a Democrat in office, or whatever. Those are the people, the longtime employees, that are getting the stuff done. And so the department heads are prioritizing where their work crews are going that day, or planning departments deciding what they're going to put their effort into that week. Is that squeaky wheel kind of decision, or who lights a fire under the department heads to say, stop doing this and start doing that?
Yeah, there's a clear mission that each department head has as to what their responsibilities are, but the alderman can put a work order in, the mayor can put a work order in. Unfortunately, the public hasn't figured out Facebook does not put a work order in. If you want to get something done at the city, social media is not the best choice. You really need to contact the city, either your alderman or contact Central Services if it's something in their area that you need help with. You've got to talk to a person. You got to talk to a department head. Posting things on social media so your friends see does not always make it to the city.
Well said. It really is very frustrating. It's like, well, 10,000 people said we need this tree cut down. Well, you know, if the person in charge of cutting down that tree isn't on that Facebook post, they may not even be aware of it, and that's not going to prioritize that. That's not how things are prioritized. But you know what? The great thing is you can watch our city government pretty much live on TV. You can go down and participate and go to any meeting you want. They're open to the public, and the vast majority of people don't care until 2 weeks after something happened. Then they care, and then it might be a little bit too late. But as we've seen with the squeaky wheel is getting some grease here on this 48th and State issue. Thank you very much, Mayor Mike Trope. Always good to see you. Thank you for having very entertaining city council meetings. Thank you for limiting people's talk to 3 minutes. And I don't know what you're going to do about the ones that go over, But if they back it up a little bit closer to me, I'll kick them in the rear, okay? Because I'm sitting right behind them. We're going to take a break, see what's happening on the farm markets, and then we'll have the Better Business Bureau, Don O'Brien, talking about Medicare scams. Yes, they're out there, folks. Not every Advantage plan is an advantage to you. Some of them aren't even real. We're back. Talk Radio 930 WDAD. See, Don O'Brien thinks he comes here on the Mary Griffiths Show to help the public. But what he doesn't know is that while he's sitting here waiting for the Taylorville ads, which he's jamming out to,
yes,
to quit playing, he has to solve all my Better Business Bureau problems. So, but
that's what I'm here for. You're part of the public.
I'm part of the public. Watchdog never sleeps.
Never. I'm happy to help you.
Yes,
happy to help anyone.
Happy to help
especially
anyone.
Especially you, Mary.
Thank you. We've been talking for a year. But I will say this, one thing that is really quite frightening, and it's a commentary because you're part of the media. You used to be part of the media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the day, people got their information from the Quincy Herald Whig, from their local radio station, from their local television station, and everybody kind of knew what was going on. And now, people don't trust the media, so they don't get the paper, and they don't listen to the local radio station, and they don't get the local television stations because they don't trust the media. Meantime, Blessing Hospital announces they're only going to accept 4 Medicare Advantage plans. People don't hear about it because they're not trusting who they should be trusting to tell this stuff. Then everything gets out of hand, and the scam artists come in and say, wow, uninformed public, have I got a great plan for you. Here's your new Medicare Advantage plan. Scan this QR code. I'm going to save you billions of dollars. And they're just really, these criminals
yeah,
are raking it in.
And all you need to do is give me your Social Security number. If you got a Medicaid number, give me that. Just give me all your information. We can hook you right up. And that's what they're doing this time of year. They look forward, because it's open enrollment for a lot of us. You know, whether you're going through, you know, if you're an employer-based package, you're probably not being targeted. But if you are older, if you're on Medicare, Medicaid, if you're on healthcare.gov, you know, healthcare.gov, I think, opens November 1st. The other ones, I believe, are open now. It is very confusing, all this healthcare. So if you get a call from someone saying that they're from Medicare, Medicaid, or from healthcare.gov, just hang up the phone, because that's not legitimate.
They'll never call you.
No. They do have people who will assist you. But you're the one who makes that.
Yes, initiate the call.
You initiate that call. You initiate that contact. You know what I tell a lot of.
Is this Gregory? I want to help you with your health care.
Yes.
Please give me all your information. I am here to help you. I am very concerned about you.
Yeah. No. That's not true. But if you have so this is not the scam part of our thing. But if you really do need help and don't know what you're doing, the folks over at the Quincy Senior Family Resource Center are awesome. And I would give them a call if you're just, you know, if, let's say you're 65 and you're doing this for the first time, or even if you've been in it for a while and you need help. They're the ones to go to for help, not some random who calls you on the phone claiming to be from one of these organizations. So we do see that. You know, they may say that, you know, some of the things that have been reported to our BBB scam tracker about this particular scam are that, oh, if you take a survey about your medical needs, we'll give you a prize at the end, and all you need to do is pay for the shipping for the prize. And again, they're just trying to get information out of you. So it can be a very confusing time for people now when it comes to their health care, because now is the open enrollment if you want to change your plan. But just know what you're doing. Talk to real experts. Talk to the people.
Not Joe Namath?
No. I think he does reverse mortgages. Doesn't he do reverse mortgages?
I don't know. I think he might also be. I think he does a lot.
Yes.
I think he might also be, you know, help. But the problem is, and I shouldn't say that because, you know, that's a company and
yes,
some people may.
I don't even know
that,
what company it is.
But the point I'm making is we seem to have gone away from. It popped up on my chat screen, or
yeah,
I was on TikTok.
Well, I saw this on Facebook.
I saw this on Facebook. I heard about it on
TikTok.
It has
TikTok, to be real.
So it couldn't possibly. I'm going to believe them. I'm not going to believe a person at the senior center who has a vested interest in our community, or somebody who's been in the insurance industry in our area for 50 years. I don't even want to consult them.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with some influencer. And this is where it's so easy to get scammed. We are doing it to ourselves. We now have this QR code thing, which just came across this morning on my desk, where, you know, this Medicare thing, you know, just put your phone up here and scan this QR code. Well, that's a portal to help them get all kinds of, you know, can help mm-hmm. them get all kinds of information about you.
Correct.
And you've made the initial contact then because you have initiated.
That's a different, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know, so yeah, there's so many little landmines out there, and we don't want to scare everyone that, you know, all these, you know, that's, you know, we just want to make sure that you know that it's out there and that it's happening. So, you know, this is, you know, we've talked on this about over the years, the scammers, they gravitate towards what's in the news. And this is the time of year that you hear about this, your open enrollment and how you can change your plans if you need to or get into them for the first time. And just be careful. If someone, again, contacts you out of the blue, whether it's through a phone call, a text message, an email, nada. Do not engage.
Do not engage. If I had a nickel for all the postage that has been spent at sending me things at my house talking about these Medicare Advantage plans,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I just throw them away. I shred them, actually, because
yes.
they have my address on them.
Mm-hmm.
I just put them right in the shredder because if I really need help, and I don't at the moment, but if I really am going to need help with this, like you said, I'm going to go down to the senior center, and if I really feel uncertain after that, I'm going to call a private insurance person who I trust and mm-hmm. say, what is your opinion? Again, you still have to trust.
Mm-hmm.
You still have to trust people.
Yes.
You still have to think they're doing right for you and ask them what's in it for them, obviously. But we did have a caller right here on this very show. Last week we had open phones and somebody said, I am not changing my Medicare plan. I don't care if Blessing won't take it. They have to take me in the emergency room, so they have to take me. Well, they do have to take you in the emergency room.
But they don't have to.
After they put the Band-Aid on you,
mm-hmm.
And they send you upstairs, that's where you start paying.
Correct. They don't have to take that plan. If they're not
I don't
taking,
know who
yeah.
sold them that or told them that was
yeah.
a strategy, just to try to out-bluff Blessing Hospital.
Yeah, you're not going to win.
You're not going to win.
No.
Okay.
One other thing I want to talk about.
Do.
You talked about Taylor Swift coming in here today. The Taylor Swift show is this guy's coming
yeah.
into the area.
It's not the real Taylor Swift.
I know.
It's Taylorville.
Taylorville. So, but the real Taylor Swift is going to be over in Indianapolis soon. That's close enough for folks around here to possibly go to.
Surely I can get tickets online.
Maybe yeah. you can. We saw this when she was over in Kansas City last year. People fall victim to ticket scams. If you buy from a trusted, there are ticket resellers. I don't know who. I'm assuming she's probably going
to
be at Lucas Oil Field, the big football stadium
right.
over
Has
there.
To be, yeah.
Has to be because, and you, I would check Lucas Oil Field first if I'm wanting to go to that concert. Then I would check with them to see who their trusted reseller is, whether it's, you know, whether it's Ticketmaster, StubHub, or somebody. Because the person who's just randomly on Facebook selling tickets, or who you may see on some social media. Craigslist is another one where we see a lot of, it's not used out here in the sticks very much, but you may go to Indianapolis, Craigslist and see, oh, this person's got Taylor Swift tickets. Well, why don't I just cash app this person that I don't know money? There's $700 for two Taylor Swift tickets. Do not do it. Lots of people lost money when she was in Kansas City. I don't want anybody from here, if they're thinking about going to Indianapolis. I think she's there the first weekend in November, maybe, or the second. It's early November. But be careful if you want. I mean, Taylorville, sure. I think you're going to be fine there.
Don't buy them in the secondary market. Go right down
yes.
to OLC.
Yes.
But you're right. The problem is, and this is why scammers win, because I'm a dad who's 14-year-old daughter wants to go to
mm-hmm.
I'm going to, it's like the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip, as
mm-hmm.
they said, you know, in Trading Places. I'm going to move heaven and earth to get my baby to the Taylor Swift concert. But the problem with that is you're going to lose your money.
Yes, if you're not careful, you can certainly lose your money.
I wish artists could help in this situation, but they seem powerless
they
themselves.
Are. So is everybody else. I mean, everybody, you know.
If they want to perform at Lucas Oil Stadium, they have to use that ticket
yep.
vendor. They have to do this. They have to do that.
Yep.
But yeah, just finding out who the preferred vendor is would be smart because
if you go to Lucas Oil Stadium, you can find out who their reseller is or who the one they're all tied into someone. I mean, down in St. Louis, all those people are through StubHub, I think. Originally Ticketmaster, and then StubHub's their approved ticket reseller for those people who bought from the original and want to resale. So be careful if you're going to take your daughter to Taylor or your son or whoever. If you're good yourself, if you are a Swiftie, Mary, I want you
I
to be careful.
Swiftie, but I'm going to go see Swiftie Light.
Yes,
Taylorville, here in Quincy. Yeah, just like last week I went to see Motown. You know, I didn't have to pay $500 to go to Detroit to see them.
You just went rock down the street.
Right down the street and was very fabulous. Anything else? The 1 minute, what else should we be worried about? Because you always I'm always just terrified after you leave.
No, well, okay, so, you know, a lot of us are going to be going to pop-up shops and shopping, you know, maybe whether it's Christmas, Halloween or Christmas coming up. Make sure you know how to get a hold of those folks after the fact. You know if all sales are final, beware of that. Can you return it? You know, if you're into these, whether it's the Halloween pop-up shop here or you're going to some Kris Kringle. I know you talked about the Kris Kringle market the other day. How do you get a hold of those people after the fact if for some reason something you bought from them isn't what you want?
Or all sales are final, buy it knowing that.
Correct.
Be an educated consumer.
Yes, and you can do that through the BBB at BBB.org.
Gosh, you're good at that.
I tried. You teed it up for me.
BBB.org. And remember, folks, you know, if you've got a serious problem, and you can't solve it yourself, that's what the Better Business Bureau is there to do.
Call me.
Call him because he'll know right away. Oh, that company. Yeah.
217-209-3972.
That number again?
217-209-3972.
Thank you.